Some passages in the New Testament seem to suggest that God's kingdom hasn't come to earth yet, but others make it sound like his kingdom is already here. And most theologians solve this apparent tension by saying that both are true. The kingdom is here in some sense, but not here in another sense. It has been inaugurated, but not consummated. How is this possible? Why do Christians believe that the kingdom of God has already come, but that it hasn't come in all its fullness?
The reason why some theologians say that the kingdom of God has come, but hasn't come in its fullness is, short answer, because that is what Jesus himself said. Find this, for example, in Matthew 4, 17 and parallels, also in parallel, especially in Mark chapter 1, close parallel there. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. That is a very ambiguous statement, and I think it's deliberately ambiguous. The Greek word, which happens to be engekein, is itself, in its root, ambiguous. It can mean near in the sense of actually being here, or near in the sense of being very close and about to dawn. And then the tense that is used, it's the perfect tense in Greek, actually intensifies the ambiguity of it, heightening the ambiguity between its being at hand in the sense of already here, or at hand in the sense of not yet here. This is played out in the Gospels, where side by side in all the Synoptic Gospels, you have statements by Jesus which indicates that the kingdom of God has already come in his ministry. If I by the Spirit of God cast out demons, then you know the kingdom of God has come upon you. Matthew 12, Luke has a very similar statement in his gospel. Luke says, if I by the finger of God cast out demons, then you know the kingdom of God has come upon you. Jesus, of course, has been casting out demons all along, so that's a very clear statement among many others in the gospels that the kingdom of God has in some sense come in the ministry of Jesus. But then alongside those statements in the Gospels are other ones that indicate the kingdom of God isn't here yet at all. And so the kingdom is described in those passages as yet to come. As a matter of fact, this is the point of the Lord's Prayer. Throughout this whole period, apparently, we are to pray, thy kingdom come, may thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. There is then this tension between the already and the not yet of the kingdom of God, which actually is a modification of Jewish expectations. In apocalyptic Judaism, all of reality was divided into two periods, the present evil age and the age to come. And the expectation there is that when God ushered in his end time kingdom, the age to come, it would happen cataclysmically, suddenly, and absolutely. You move immediately from the period before the kingdom to the kingdom of, to the period of the kingdom, the age of the kingdom. But in the New Testament, you have what I've called the elongation of New Testament eschatology, so that the age of the kingdom, as was envisaged in apocalyptic Judaism, is subdivided now into two periods, the present, or the already of the kingdom of heaven and the not yet of the kingdom of heaven. I might mention too, though, that the fact that the kingdom of heaven, as Matthew calls it, or the kingdom of God, has already come in a sense, is sure and certain indication, assurance really, that the kingdom will be consummated, because once God has begun to usher in his kingdom, there is no calling that back.
The kingdom is here, but the kingdom is also at hand, the Bible says. What it's telling us is that this kingdom of God, which has come in Jesus Christ, is not yet fulfilled completely, because the reality is that it is in the process of being fulfilled. I like to think of it as saying, this is a kingdom of hearts, and it is being fulfilled one heart at a time. And when all the world recognizes Christ as he really is, as Lord, then we will see the return of Christ and the kingdom will have been consummated.
Jesus' teaching on the kingdom of God is robust and complex. First of all, he will say different things about the presence of the kingdom. He'll say the kingdom is near, the kingdom is at hand. Sometimes he says the kingdom has arrived. It's near because it's about to burst into this world. Those are the first sort of statements. In a sense, when he even says it's near, it's already come in part because the Messiah's here and the first proclamation has been made. But the miracles are going to come rolling out any day now, and the crowds and the people repenting. So we're just on the cusp of the first manifestation of the kingdom. Later on, he says the kingdom has arrived. He uses a word that means the journey's over. They didn't have trains in those days, but the train is pulled into the station, the plane has landed, the boat is pulled into the port, etc. It's arrived. He says that especially about casting out demons. If I, by the finger of God, cast out demons, then you know that the kingdom of heaven or the kingdom of God, it varies from gospel to gospel, has come upon you or has arrived. It's here. The fact that I'm casting out demons is the proof that I have the power over Satan and I'm spoiling his realm. Of course, it's also true that Jesus will speak of the kingdom in the future tense as well. And so we're supposed to pray, thy kingdom come. That is to say, may it come. Well, if it's here, why should we pray that it would come more? And of course, the answer is there are many things that are here and yet not here. When, for example, a couple is first beginning to feel that they love each other, we might say they have begun to love each other. Their love has come in part, and yet there's much more to come. It's going to grow deeper and richer. When you embark in a new job, you say, well, I've arrived. I now am in this position that I was seeking, but you're just getting started. And you're going to grow so much deeper in wisdom, knowledge, training, experience, and the fruit. So it's clearly possible, and the Bible speaks both ways, that the kingdom is here, and yet it is to come. We're going to drink again in the kingdom. We're going to celebrate the Lord's Supper again in the kingdom. So it's both here and not here.